Orthopedic Center, and I get to welcome in a couple of friends from the Oldies and Goodies Car Club, Ken Harris and Terry Irvin, in studio with us this morning. Ken, as a car owner and car, I know, exhibitor, and used to just have a lot of fun with it because I've seen you guys around here for about 20-some years. The Car Club, I mean, it's a hobby, but it's more than a hobby, but at least hopefully less than an obsession. Good morning. Nice to have you.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having Terry and I. We're not just a car club. We enjoy our cars, and we enjoy sharing it with the public. This is our 33rd annual show. You've been around a lot of times. I know you're a car nut. And we just made, Terry and I just made Charlie an official Oldies and Goodies Car Club member this morning.
I got my T-shirt, and I got the sticker for it. I'll tell you, it takes me... I don't want to get into the whole American graffiti thing, but if other than a jacket, I mean, you're in the club, you're in the club.
You are, Charlie, and we welcome what you and the station does for the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. We have a lot of sponsors that make this possible. We're excited. Our new venue this year is Tri-County Tech. Mm-hmm. They're a great partner. They're a good fit for the show, our organization. Some of you know that we've been working with the automotive groups at Tri-County for the last few years, and we make four presentations each year to the top four students in those two areas. A toolbox full, brand new toolbox full of tools to the top four students, and we're actually working maybe on a scholarship that will benefit these students as well. But these students are, some of them are actually working out in the community, job-related stuff, the auto body shops, mechanic shops. So the Oldies and Goodies Car Club is a great place for these young people. It's a hobby that it can get expensive, but you can start, you can still start and build a car fairly inexpensively, but there's going to be, we usually draw between 150 to 200 cars from the surrounding areas, and the way it works is that we give a crisp $100 bill to the top 20% of all the cars that are entered, and from that 20% we pick the top five, what we call our high five, Charlie, and the four runners up gets $200 cash. And our best of show gets $500 and a huge trophy. So for a small show, I think that's a pretty good draw.
Well, and for the person that brought their car and took the time to, you know, do the work to make it whatever it was that won the prize, and then stand next to it or around it and talk to the visitors at the show, it's a little bit more. It's more than a thank you, but it's also an opportunity to invest a little bit more in that or some other project. Terry, I know you've recently acquired a 55?
A 1955 Chevy Gasser, which is a race car.
Right. We see the Bel Air a lot of places, but that's not what we're talking about.
No. It we were watching an auction, and we were talking about good investments, and my dad always loved a 55. I love a 57. But John said, that would be a good investment, and I know where there's a great 55 I'd love to have. So he called, and sure, he didn't think he'd ever part with it, but sure enough, he was getting ready to part with it. And we had just the right timing. And he said, he's preparing me. He says, now, it's a bit of a race car. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It is definitely a race car.
There's no bit about it, right?
Yeah. It does not have roll cages, but it is. It still looks like original 55 inside and out. It's original paint. The most comfortable seats, and it's just really a cool car, but it is a race car.
And probably looks and sounds like one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was getting ready to leave the house, and all of a sudden I thought I heard thunder, and I stepped outside and started up the car.
And I mean, that's part of the mystique of any car, but I think particularly when you talk about a race car or one that has been set up for racing, it's not that nice, quiet, almost I can't hear it sort of sound that we get, at least in most of today's cars. You're going to hear it at least a half a block away.
And feel it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like thunder. I really thought there was going to be rain, and I thought I needed an umbrella.
Well, I'm glad you, in one way, I'm glad you didn't. We can still use the rain, but in this case, I'm glad that you didn't need the umbrella.
Some of the terminology that Terry's using, Gasser, Customs, Lead Sleds, that's something that is the jargon in our hobby. But what I really want to talk about today, Charlie, is that for the car guys like you that come out and look at the cars, you see these cars, you have memories from your youth or your father's youth or your mother. What we want to do this year is really emphasize bring a kid to a car show. I was at the Arvest Bank Friday Forum last week, and I was stressing this point. And it's a great history lesson for some of these kids. You stop and think about the evolution of some things that that are the result of the automobile. Mass assembly lines. Drive-in movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, interstate system. So there's a lot of things that your children or grandchildren can learn by walking through and looking at these cars.
Well, I mean, the Route 66 Museum was in the news just this past week. And our love not only with the car, but in getting in the car and going someplace.
Absolutely.
You know. And the whole, okay, you mentioned from your youth, maybe not today, but I don't know, I'm too far removed from it, but when the three of us were of, let's say, high school age, Friday night in large town, small town, it doesn't matter, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, it was cruising the main drag,
you
whatever
were in
that
your car.
Was in your car,
yes, sir.
Out there seeing who else is doing what.
Absolutely.
Well, not only that, my family, we'd go for Sunday drives. But I know a family in town.
Sunday
that
driver
has,
had kind of a mixed connotation there, though.
True, absolutely. I have a friend who has eight children, and they have a great big van. Well, I had them come over to the house, and I piled all eight and mom into that 55 Chevy, and showed them just what an old, you know, a family had a car, and everyone fit in the car
because
we didn't need seats and car seats and seatbelts and all that kind of stuff. And so the safety is definitely better now, but I feel pretty safe in that 55. So.
I still miss that dog in the back deck with that's hooked up to the headlights. That when you hit the brake and the eyes light up on the dog.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of cool stuff out there, Charlie. Again, the automotive lab for Tri-County will be open for tours.
Great.
We've got some great sponsors. Jesse's Auto Body is a great sponsor, and he's built some good cars. He's going to have a 71 Cuda. Striker, and he's won many, many national awards. Jesse will be there.
Great.
Kurt's Auto Glass will be there doing some fantastic makeovers of cars, details, and things like that. The shop will be open, as I said. We've got a lot of great sponsors. KRIG is a great sponsor, has been for many years. Truity Credit Union. Ameriprise Financial, BNC Automotive Parts, but there's going to be a lot of vendors there as well, and maybe Terry can speak to that a little bit.
I know you've got a lot of, so let's get the first, so I'll say, set of sponsors in here, and we'll talk more about them later.
Well, I'm going to mention a couple other sponsors is, of course, Tri-County Tech.
Sure.
They've been wonderful. Bank of Oklahoma and Phoenix Insurance. And then food vendors. We've got a couple of specialty food vendors that you wouldn't necessarily think about, but the children will love DJ's Southern Snow, Shaved Ice, and Cookie Dough.
Okay.
And then there's Not Your Grandma's Cupcakes. They'll have cupcakes, cookies, ice cream floats, and flavored lemonades. And Black Coyote Products has beef jerky and jerky marinade.
Okay.
And I've got other food vendors we can talk about in a few minutes.
We'll take a break and continue our time inviting you to the Oldies and Goodies Car Club event coming up this weekend at Tri-County Tech. More in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, a community connection centered around the Oldies and Goodies Car Club and their show coming up Saturday at Tri-County Tech. And, Ken, again, the 33rd annual car membership, your club membership, rather, has grown, shrunk, evolved over the years. But 33 years of doing a car show every year, rain or shine, that's a great record.
It is. I've been a member for 30 years. I can't believe it's been that long. But 33 years, we've done a lot. And every show is still a new show for us. Mm-hmm. We really put a lot of effort. We start planning for this show in January, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Right and after it the takes, chili cook-off. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Charlie knows about the chili cook-offs we have. But it takes a lot of planning, a lot of help. We have about 85 members now, and it fluctuates year to year. But that's a pretty good record. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of car shows or car clubs even stick around that long.
No.
So we're very fortunate to have some good backing in Bartlesville. But it's just something that we really love to do and share with the community.
Well, and Terry was listing off some of the businesses that are going to be part of the show, and I know you only got partway through the list, and those people are important because yes. They're a lot of the reason that you have such a great show. Yes, the car enthusiasts are going to be there, but if you don't have the snow cones, if you don't have whatever else is coming up next, then the kids are going to complain. And can we go now? It's an old car, but, you know, but what else is going on?
Okay, well, before I get to that, Liz, I want to mention that it's really a great way to get the family involved, mm-hmm. and bring them out. And not only that, but I like to get, or Ken started the Facebook page.
Right.
So anyone that wants to take a look at our Facebook page, it's Oldies, and then there's an apostrophe N, Goodies, Car Club. So we have a lot of pictures of great cars on there because of our Friday night cruises.
Right.
And we're moving them around from place to place, so you want to be hooked up to the Facebook in order to know where we're going to be. We've been at Walmart parking lot, and we've been at Eastland parking lot, and so you just don't know where we'll be. And we have had a lot of people cruise through and stop and take a look at the cars, and a lot of dads bringing their kids and
sure.
showing them different cars, and that's a great way for them to see them.
Well, and it's an opportunity for dad to, without sounding old to the kids, talk about something that was part of their youth and something that the cars change, but our enthusiasm, our love affair with the automobile has been going on at least since Ford started the assembly line and building those Model Ts.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning of the idea that maybe dad and son can start a project together. And
right.
That's a lifelong memory and lesson.
Yeah.
My husband taught my daughter auto mechanics, so, you know, I mean, it's a great thing for them to learn.
Yeah, sure. And those cars nearly all had bench seats, so you got the opportunity to you know, talk about companionship going down the road, too.
Yes. And we've... Boy, I just went blank.
Okay. As Terry's talking, you think about cars and guys, but let me tell you, we have a lot of women in the
oh,
club.
Sure. No.
That's where I was
we
going.
We really do. I met my current wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At our car club, she has a 63 Corvair convertible. My daughter...
It's a beautiful car.
Yeah, thank you, sir. My daughter has always been involved. She was out there helping me turn wrenches, and my son was laying on the couch in there, you know. But Stacy is intimately involved. There's a lot of women, and they
yes.
will actually participate in the club. We have a Ladies' Choice Award,
yeah.
and, and our ladies of the club will go out and judge a car that they all agree. And it's usually a car that's owned by a lady.
Okay.
We have a lot of those entries in, so our ladies will pick out a car of their choice. I'll pick out a car. Jesse Matlock from Jesse's Auto Body will mm-hmm. be giving out an award. So there's a lot of things, a long distance award, best club mm-hmm. participation. So it's a very interactive. It's going to be a great day. As we were talking during the break, it's going to be 90 degrees out there. For us fat boys, it's going to be a pretty brutal day, but it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of activities. We're going to have a salute to our veterans, Charlie. This is something that
yes.
we really, really believe in. There's a lot of veterans mm-hmm. in our car club mm-hmm. that have sacrificed and given to the country and continue to do so. So there'll be a great celebration at 11 o'clock. Our local National Army, Army National Guard will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Pattison, who's
okay.
a third grade teacher at Jane Phillips, will be singing our national anthem, and she'll knock your socks off. Julie does a fantastic job. So, again, the salute to the veterans is a very integral part of what we do.
Well, and it's an important part that clubs like yours recognize, I think, the veterans' involvement. And I think more than a lot of other hobby-related clubs, it's the car clubs that are, if not leading the way, somewhere near the top of the stack of recognizing that relationship with the veteran community.
We do. We have a great relationship with our veterans, and one of the things that we are proud of and are passionate about is we visit a lot of the nursing homes here. Yeah. In the community, we just visited rehab, Bartles of Rehab, and we're scheduled for next Tuesday for the Dewey Medical Lodge. And we have some T-shirts that a couple of our sponsors, we pass those out as well. Mm-hmm. It says, I'm a classic, and we give those to the residents, and they just thoroughly enjoy it. So we give back to the community in a lot of different ways, and we really enjoy it.
I'm curious, do the ladies do a lot of the research on parts availability and that sort of thing? Either one of you, who does the research on finding the right color for that car or the right part that, hubcaps some kind can be hard to find and that sort of thing?
I'll leave that up to my husband.
Okay.
He's a parts man, so has been all his life, and so he knows how to find those things. But he usually runs it past me and says, which one of these steering wheels do you like better, or which one of these hubcaps do you like better? So it's a partnership. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, so it is a family affair. Even if everybody's got their own car, it's the family discussion.
Oh, I will definitely tell you, Jeannie will tell me what she likes for her Corvair, and I usually end up buying it for her. And she also has a 2012 Camaro that we've put a lot of things on, and there are babies.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are grown and gone, grandkids, but our cars become our babies, and a lot of you people out there understand when I say they are part of your life, and they really are.
And there, I'm sure there are family preferences that all the cars in the family are Mopar, or all the cars in the family are Ford, or whatever. A little competition going on there.
There is. there's some purists in our club, but that's one thing that has held the Oldies and Goodies Car Club together over the years, Charlie, is that we like everything.
Yes.
We're very inclusive. We don't care what you drive. As long as you love what you drive and are passionate about it, you can join our car club. And we invite those people to join our car club. We meet the third Tuesday of every month. And it's posted usually on our Facebook page. And Friday night cruises are really involved now. And 6:30, I think, we'll be at Eastland Center this Friday night. So stop by, visit with us. It's a great history lesson again for your kids.
It is.
It's going to be at Tri-County.
Terry?
I've been taking pictures at the different events and putting those on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
there's a special category in a photography contest for the county fair on automobiles. So,
oh, boy. Yeah. I guess I better look and pick one. It's kind of hard with the sunlight. It's hard to get a good one.
It is.
I've tagged a couple of them as oldies and goodies because it's a really old car and a new car, but that doesn't mean that the old cars aren't goodies too.
Right.
So that's really important to know.
It is.
Now, I happen to have a project as well.
Okay.
I'm not doing the work, but it's passionate. My first car was a 67 Cutlass.
Wow.
And so we happen to have found one about 10 years or more ago, and it's been parked in the shop. And now John's working on restoring it, and I'm looking forward to cruising the eastern portion of Route 66.
That'd be great. Okay. Going all the way to Chicago? Or
I'd like to do that because I'm from San Diego, so I've been cruising 66 west for years, but
you need
it's
to
time
go
to
north.
See the rest of it. Yeah.
That sounds great.
Well, let me talk about these food vendors.
Please do.
We've got Simple Simon's Pizza, and they are also a corporate sponsor. And Wheezy's will be there with breakfast burritos, so you don't have to eat breakfast before you come.
Okay.
Fruit Cups and hamburgers and hot dogs. Dud's Barbecue and Company is offering a 25% discount for veterans. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And they will be providing brisket, gravy, and biscuits, smoked bacon, scrambled eggs, and fruit. I think that's their breakfast meal, isn't it?
I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be some good eating out there.
Chopped brisket, pulled pork, bologna, jalapeno, and cheddar sausage sandwiches. And the sides are mac and cheese. That'll make every kid happy. Baked beans, potato salad, chips, and drinks. And then Prairie Fire Grill. It has sausage and egg burritos and biscuits and gravy. Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Polish sausage and pepper sub, corn dogs and burgers. Their sides are Parmesan garlic fries, French fries, and Philly cheesesteak fries. and funnel cake. So there's something for everyone.
You get tired of looking at cars, you can go eat, Charlie.
And I think those two go well together.
Oh, absolutely. You
know, how many businesses, drive-in restaurants, A&W root beer stands, whatever it was, were based on the fact that people drove to
There's
that,
another history know. Lesson, Charlie. Yeah. You're right. And those places are slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
Dink's Barbecue here in town used to be an A&W root beer stand.
Exactly, yeah.
For us oldies.
Yeah.
That was
yes,
before
sir.
My time.
Well, okay. So, again, set your GPS however you want to get there. Tri-County Tech for Saturday. Terry, you got more for us.
I do. We have quite a few vendors.
Okay.
T's Auto is a Title 42 assistance to help obtain a title for an abandoned vehicle. So if you've got an old vehicle and you don't have the title and you need help figuring that out, these ladies can really help you.
Okay.
Drag Daddy is Ben Mitchell, and he does automotive artwork. And Gooch Pin Striping is Brandon McCoy. Pin striping demonstrations and art. So there's something to see. State Farm will be represented by Matt Spence, so people can find out that you can get classic auto insurance, and
you
that's
can.
Big.
Insurance companies, I'll mention State Farm because he's there. Again, they do have special rates for antique or older quality.
They do.
Yes. And then Washington County Wellness Initiative, which, as you know, Charlie, I'm on the board for that.
Thank you for
and
your service.
And that represents a lot of different work groups, including, I have to say, Washington County Anti-Drug Network, which has now been renamed Positive Influence Committee, is where I'm chairman. And I'm also on the board for the Washington County Affordable Housing Coalition. And there's quite a few other work groups. So come and talk to them and find out.
It is an umbrella organization for quite a few.
Yes. And we do a lot of work throughout Bartlesville and Washington County. Joan Phillips will be there with mirror charms, sun catchers, and bird swings. So, ladies, if you don't think there's anything for you, there is. Please come and find out. And look for me. I'll be at the T-shirt booth. And I'll help introduce you to someone who has similar interests. And it's such a wonderful group of people. Yeah. I came because my husband wanted me to come. But I've made so many friends and gotten involved. So it's a lot of fun.
So if you want to have that type of fun, again, meetings are on the second Tuesday?
Third Tuesday.
Uh-huh. I'll get it right now that you confuse me with Thursdays.
And you are invited, Charlie.
Third Tuesday, where do you meet?
Usually at the Arvest Bank. Since we're getting through with the planning phases, we're going to spread out and have ice cream socials and chili cook-offs.
Great.
And other things that we do as a club. We'll drive to different restaurants in the area. So we're not just a car club, we're an eating club.
Yes.
And a dating club as well. So, you know.
As your personal history would indicate. And, of course, the show going on Saturday. What time does everything start?
Registration opens at 8 o'clock, Charlie, and then closes at 11. Judging starts at 11, and we'll have the trophy presentations at 3. So, it's a long day, but we try to get everybody out of there. The weather's going to be great, so we should be out of there by 4 o'clock. But we'll be there at 7 o'clock starting to set up. There's some public parking as you come into Tri-County to the left, and you will be directed by our parking staff. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of the people out there. Come out, enjoy the day, bring your kids, eat some food, and enjoy some beautiful, beautiful cars.
It's the Oldies and Goodies Car Club 33rd annual show Saturday at Tri-County Tech. Guys, thanks so much for giving us a view into what's going on.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. You always do such a great interview, and that's why we're thrilled to have you as a new honorary member of our club.
Wow. AM 1400 K1, it is 67 degrees, and news on the way in about 3 minutes.
It's a remarkable passage, really, in Mark chapter 5, where Jesus is touched by a woman with the flow of blood. And in it, he actually asked this question, "Who touched me?" It was a good question.